today.
Seven after the hour, as we move into another hour of the Good Day program, moving and grooving with me is Mr. McFadden, Ms. Horn, Ms. Fasinelli, and Jay Kumar. Dr. Jay Kumar is here with us to talk about what's going on in your life and maybe has approaches or ideas to help make the decisions that you are making, the crucial judgments that you have to make, a little bit easier. I also want to spend a little time talking with the Jay about the generation. Matter of fact, we might start with that. I got a couple of things that I want to kind of hash out with you. Your advice is always so well thought out, and that's why a lot of people go to your website, Dr. Jay Kumar, KUMAR.com, for helpful ideas to stimulate people in their thinking. One of the things that I've wondered, you teach a lot of courses. A lot of people from around the country, around the world, come to listen to and participate and engage with you and others when it comes to figuring out some of the things that are common, getting the most out of your life, how to deal with anger and frustration, those sorts of things. And so I was thinking about the current crop of politicians and how it is that different age groups are finding certain politicians very appealing. And the Generation Y folks are finding you're in X, I guess. I don't know. You might be a boomer.
That's to date myself on live radio right now? Come on, don't make me do that.
No, I mean, Generation X, yeah. But you're not. You're actually on the other end of the baby boomer.
I'm 1 year shy of being a baby boomer.
Right. Okay. So you're about the same age as Richie is.
Yes.
So, all right, when it comes to the motivation of people, how important do you find age? I mean, I think there are all kinds of things. Sometimes it's religion, sometimes it's intellect, sometimes it's where you're from, it's your parent. How important is age in motivating people and their attitude toward certain things? And the reason I ask the question is a bias to it. I think a lot of the kids, my generation bred the entitlement generation, which is your generation and Richie's generation, frankly. And then that generation has bred a group of people, especially the 18 to 30-year-olds, who are thinking for themselves, using the tools that are around now to exchange ideas. They almost, it's like they don't really need an education. They're getting an education. And there's far more excitement about these people. And the largest group, there are 83 million, Jay, 83 million Generation Y people that are flooding the labor market. Because they can't find jobs, they've had an education, they've been told, okay, get an education and you'll have an opportunity. So that's why they're out there. That's what much of the protesting is with people this age. Not as the news media has described it, but people who are just disenfranchised and they think, okay, how do we fix this?
Right, right. You know, you brought up a host of like really relevant questions, and I just want to just share, start by one thing by saying that I'm very blessed and very fortunate, as you said, to have the opportunity to speak to a large group of people. One of the things that I do, I teach at a university down here in Southern California, actually two universities, and I actually have the privilege of being in contact with this generation, you know, the 18, 21-year-olds who are teaching my courses. And one of the things that I find, which is so amazing, despite what we're hearing from the news about people being pessimistic about the future.
Angry. You think all these kids are angry? No.
These kids are not. They're optimistic. They're amazed. They're just like so enthusiastic to go out and change the world. And it's that.
Good, because they're going to have to.
Yeah, they're going to have to. Exactly.
Yeah. So it's a good sign. A lot of people don't realize that this group is the largest generation we've ever had. And that the motivation here is jobs. One of the things that I think will come out of this if young people are not getting hired, they'll open their own businesses out of necessity because they have to eat.
Right.
And I think that bodes well for...
They'll be more entrepreneurial and
yes.
more self-starters than
right.
rather than have to follow the old model of having to be an employee at a company, precisely.
Yeah. The Generation Xers really are a disaster. I've thought that. And, well, I think really... There's this entitlement.
I want to share one thing, because I'm actually tapped into a lot of the research that's going on around this right now.
Yeah.
There is a Pew study that came
right.
out, I think it was a couple months back, that said, believe it or not, despite what we're hearing from our media and the news, they polled the 18 to 35-year-olds. They are far more engaged, optimistic. They do more social service. They volunteer. They are out there, they're the first generation in a long time that's actually doing social good in the world.
Yeah,
that's actually making an impact in the world.
If I can make it not so subtle, spunk and ambition are the two words that I would use for the group that we're talking about. Spunk and ambition.
If you combine the two words together, it'd be standition. So there you go.
There you go, standition.
I like that.
It was standition, I know. All right, Dr. Jay Kumar is here. He will not sing for us, and I won't anymore either. We're going to continue talking about how to deal with specific things. And again, I send you to this website because it has so much value, drjkumar.com. There are always all kinds of things that are there, and he does Living Your Light, which I find extraordinarily helpful as well. So we continue with Dr. Jay in a matter of moments, 13 and change past the hour on Good Day.
Are we there yet?
Not yet.
You think we'll be there soon?
Mm-hmm.
We're not lost.
When you head out on these long family road trips, you don't want to be in the car any longer than you need to. So I don't even start unless I've got the right guidance.
Turn left now.
I'm like that with taxes, too. TurboTax has a unique GPS feature that guides me step by step. It searches for every deduction and credit I deserve, which helps me know it's done right and gets me to my maximum refund, guaranteed.
Try it online now at TurboTax.com. Choose easy. Money-back guarantee details at TurboTax.com.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNitterson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
I drank Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergen-C. 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy, fruity flavors you'll love. All to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at MyEmergen-C.com. Emergen-C. Feel the good.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
As a proud father of five daughters, I knew someday the wedding bells would be ringing, wringing my wallet dry. So in order to save some money, I decided that all of their special days would be on the same day.
I can't believe this.
Can't believe what? I've been engaged for 10 years waiting for you.
Only because you took the first one to come along.
Take that back. Justin's a good
girls,
man.
Girls, this is no time to bicker. It's go time, ladies.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
16 past the hour. You're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and that's the idea behind most of our conversations, helping you to have a better day, a better week, a better month, a better year. And you offer, Dr. Jay Kumar is here, you offer in your living, your light, conscious living, this is something that's available online to people. I'm figuring that they get this if they have subscribed to your other stuff. Is that right? How do people?
Yeah. In fact, this is a great way to just share with you all about what I do and how to access my information. One is I have my website, drjaykumar.com, and there's my newsletter with my monthly newsletter you can sign up for if you go to the homepage. And every month you'll get a host of different articles, blogs, videos, tips and ideas on how to create more health, well-being, happiness in your life. I also have my Dr. Jay Kumar Facebook page and Twitter page. And the most fun thing, which is so great, is I love to, you know me, Doug, I love to engage with people. I just love to speak with people, whether it's one-on-one with clients or whether it's to my university teachings. I also offer workshops and retreats. And I'll be posting my workshop schedule, there are going to be online workshops beginning this year in a couple of weeks. I'll post that online. But the fun thing, which I want to share with all of you, is I'm hosting a health, wellness, and gourmet living retreat in the Loire Valley of France in May and June.
This is what we want to go on, Doug.
Right. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
This is the one. Exactly.
Listen to these people. You'll be quiet for the whole thing.
No, I know about this.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's head them up and move on. All right, so these things will just, all of these activities expand upon the basic premise for your being, and that is to help people in being happy, having a better life. And in order to do that, you got to have your health.
You do have your health. And health is a really powerful, I think in my goal for this year is to help you create more health, happiness, and well-being in your life. I think one of those is really redefining what health is. I think for so long, and the attitudes are changing, granted, but for so long we've been defining health as just being taken care of our physical well-being, which is great. We need to do that.
Yeah.
But something I've been saying all last year, and something I'm going to really be saying a lot this year as well to you all, is ways you can cultivate your physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual well-being. Then health really is the integration of all of those together. And I just posted on, this is actually from a couple weeks back, I reposted on my Facebook Dr. Jay Kumar page, 5 tips for health and happiness in the new year. And you can read that. And one of the things that I really, we're talking earlier about how the younger generation is really getting more involved and they're feeling optimistic. Stanford University, their most popular course, believe it or not, is the course they call the happiness course. They teach the students at Stanford ways to become, create more happiness and well-being in your life.
You know, they do a lot of, at Stanford, they do a lot of unusual, they're known and have one of the best reputations as an academic institution in the country, if not in the world. But they, and maybe that's how, I'm not sure which comes first, their ability to do things like this that are a little different. Do they get licensed to do it because they are well-known, or have they become well-known? I remember Uri Geller has told us any number of times about his trip to Stanford, I don't know, 25, 30 years ago, where they actually studied his brain, trying to figure out what in neuroscience, perhaps, lingo, would be the reason for him being able to bend spoons or bend with his thoughts, you know, that kind of stuff. And that seems to be commonplace at Stanford.
It is. Yeah, that's a great thing. And then one of the courses I'm going to be teaching at my universities down here and in L.A. is a similar course. On this, I think that it ties in specifically to what you were saying, Doug, and what we were talking about earlier to all of you, was that the more we can emphasize and teach this generation to cultivate skills to become more well-adjusted, happy, healthy citizens, the better off.
And they're open. That's the good thing about this generation, Generation Y, is open to it. You can see examples of that every day. All right, we continue in the next half hour with Dr. Jay Kumar, drjaykumar.com, Facebook Dr. Jay Kumar, and Doc Jay Kumar on Twitter. Doug Steffens, good day all over all of the social media as well. 21 after the hour.
Guys, did you know that starting in your early 30s, your testosterone drops 1 to 3% each year? By 50, you may have already lost half your testosterone. That could explain a lot, like your low energy, muscle turning to fat, and a low drive in your romantic life. Discover Ageless Male, the first and only all-natural supplement that's clinically proven to boost your testosterone levels by 61% and still within healthy, normal ranges. And when your testosterone levels are healthy, you can feel more like you did 20 years ago. That energy, that focus and concentration, that passion in your love life. Be the man you used to be. Call now to try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
You got a suggestion about cows? We are open for business here.
I just want to know, why is it when you named a cow after me, it died?
I misspoke. That cow's still alive. Roberta, the cow that we have now, it's kind of old.
Cranky.
Excuse me?
It's got a low-hanging bag. I'll have to check on Jennifer, as a matter of fact. Don't know. I don't remember about Jennifer.
Is she having trouble breeding?
She has big hips.
There you go.
All right. I hope you don't mind. I got up a little early, so I took the liberty of milking your cow for you. Yeah, it took a little while to get her warmed up. She sure is a stubborn one. Then, pow, all at once.
We don't have a cow. We have a bull.
In a party, just step in good day.
But baby, the rain must fall.
Good for a minute or so. Great to Glenn Yarbrough starts off our overview of those celebrating birthdays this Thursday, the 12th of January. From the Limelighters, Roberta, you remember them.
His most
popular single, however, was Baby, the Rain Must Fall. Crank this storyline. Is amazing.
I do not love for gold. My heart is mine to give away. It never will be sold. So baby, the rain must fall.
Interesting from the folk era, how whether voices adapt themselves for the time or the time produces the voices.
They all have that same sound, you're right.
Yeah, they sure do. You listen to the groups or the individuals that were big in the folk era, and this is one of the big, big voices.
I am not
stories that they told.
Famous,
it's fascinating how the whole thing comes about. People, not by accident. One of the things that we're talking about with Jay, in fact. Okay, so Glenn Yarbrough, born in the state 82 years ago. So that would be, 1930. Happy birthday to him. Next up on the list is William Lee Golden, who's one of the Oak Ridge Boys. Bass player.
Love Elvira.
Everybody likes Elvira. 73 today, born in the state 1936. Right? Is that right? 38, 36. Ron Harper, who's an actor, was in Planet of the Apes and the Garrison's Gorillas. There you go. His birthday is today as well. Let's see, who else do we have that's of interest? Cynthia Robinson's birthday is today. With the Sly and the Family Stone. Born in the State, 1946. So she's 66. Among their hits, Dance to the Music. We all know that. Happy birthday to her. And let's see, what are some of the songs also? Everyday People. Oh, I like that. I Want to Take You Higher and Higher. Remember that? Hot Fun in the Summertime. Thank You. And other songs. Anthony Andrews, the actor, wasn't he first in the TV show, the doctor show? What movie was it? I mean, what show was that?
Oh, you're talking about ER?
Yeah, isn't that Anthony Andrews?
That's Anthony Edwards.
Oh.
No.
Okay, this must be his first
cousin.
No, I'm
so confused.
Yeah, yeah. Me too. That was in Ivanhoe, I know that. Brideshead Revisited. All right, so his birthday is today. And then there's, let's see, Kirstie Alley, born in the State, 1951.
Oh, she has a big birthday, 60.
She's 60.
Making your way.
No, she's 61.
Today. Still looking, no, she's 60 today.
She is?
Yeah.
How could that be? She was born in 1951. Today's 2012.
Oh, that's right. She was 60 last year. You're right. 2012. I'm behind.
She wasn't 60 last year. She was 61 last year.
What?
Today.
My dad, she was 60 last year. She's 61 this year.
This, I'd say she was born in 1951.
Right. My dad and mom were too, and they turned 60 last year.
Yeah, and those, so today.
So she's 61 today.
So she's 62 today because it's 2012.
What? You're wrong. It's 61, Dougie. One and one is one.
I think one and one is two.
It is. But if you say in 51, so in 2011, she was 60, and then she's 61 today.
Nothing worse than a smart apple.
Hey, she looks good, though.
Today is Rush Hudson Limbaugh III's birthday.
Oh, I know him.
Described as a right-wing radio talk show host. That's about right. He's the same age as Kirstie Alley. 61 or 2.
74.
Ricky Van Shelton's birthday is today.
Every word he says.
Howard Stern's birthday is today. Actor Oliver Platt's birthday is today. Married to the mob. Flatliners, Indecent Proposals, and that. I think he's quite a good character actor. Truth be told. Ricky Van Shelton, 60 years old, so he was born in what year, Jennifer?
1952.
Ah, perfect. Per Gessle with the Roxette. What do you know about them?
Roxette?
Yeah.
Big 80s band, late 80s.
Yeah, okay, so she's 53 today. Here's Keith Anderson's birthday.
I've talked to friends, talked to myself. I've talked to God. I pray like hell, but I still.
Pray like hell. That sounds like a good
thing. That's right. I pray like hell.
I still miss you. Keith Anderson, 44 today. Melanie Chrisom from Spice Girls.
Oh, yeah.
Forever.
She was 40 Spice, in case you care.
Spice. Goodbye, Spice World. Yes. Some people still care about them.
They
I don't
do.
Want to be confused with one of them, though.
I am.
Chris Rowe from the Ataris. I don't know much about them either.
Yeah. Oh. Big band. This was their biggest hit.
Yeah. I mean, this song you've heard. Everybody's heard this song. Everybody,
yeah.
You know this song.
Yes, I know it. Yeah.
Right. It's not Bruce, though. If it's not the boss, who
cares?
And
I don't know.
Yeah. They don't care. Back to Dr. Jay Kumar and some amazing footage from his website of the Earth. We'll talk about that in a few minutes on Good Day.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog, packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
There's nothing about this program that people can find other than being consistent.
That's what I think of.
Consistently different.
When I looked up consistent in the dictionary the other
picture
day,
of me,
a
right?
Picture of you right there.
Very good. Thank you, Richie. Rich is here, and Jennifer's here, and Roberta's here, and Dr. Jay Kumar is here. I am on your, actually, this is your newsletter. I want everybody right now to go to drjkumar.com. And where on the right-hand side, there is an opportunity for you to see the time-lapse view from space. It comes from one of the satellites. It is one of the most wonderful. I'm going to put this up. As a matter of fact, I'm going to steal it from your website, Jay.
Of course.
And we'll put it on. You stole it from NASA, so we might as well.
Yeah.
Steal it. Go to wherever. This is, I'm looking at this. Everybody, you got to go to this. You absolutely, you can see a piece of the satellite as it's, going around the
very cool.
Globe.
Around the planet at nighttime.
Yeah, right. The night, nighttime, some parts of the planet and the daytime for others. You see the expanse of the frozen tundras of the poles.
The aurora borealis.
Right, you see the green light. Up there.
Yep,
and you also can see lightning, thunder lightning storms here and there. The trail of light and where it is thickest, you can recognize the different continents. It's just an extraordinary
I'm missing this. I'm at Dr. J. I'm at livingyourlight.com, is that right?
Yeah, you know, it's in the newsletter.
It's in the newsletter, Richie.
The newsletter. It's in the newsletter.
Oh, there
that,
right.
That video.
Did I say
but
that?
I actually posted my Dr. J. Kumar Facebook page, and I think, Doug, if you want to post it on the Good Day Show, that's great as well. But, you know, what? I think that one of the things I said, you know, when you see that video, which is, I really hope you all see, because it's really empowering. I think it just really connects to the idea that we're really just all here trying to make the best of it on this one planet. There's no boundaries. There's no borders. There's no such thing as nation state.
Right.
It's all, there's no like race, religion, black, white, whatever, division. We're all just humans on this planet trying our best to all get along. And that's really one of the key things to to understand is that when you can see, when you can be more compassionate, more kind to people, and treat them as fellow human beings, that's one of the ways to achieve and cultivate more happiness and health.
It's a must for anybody that really wants to get beyond the baloney that's created by people thinking that what, you know, first of all, there are a lot of people who think, this is Doug Steffen, this is not Jay Kumar, agree or disagree, that's up to you. My read on our reality, which has changed a great deal, even in the few years that I've known you, Jay. Richie's been around me a long time, Roberta's been around me a long time. Jennifer's known me through her dad for quite a while. My outlook on life has changed dramatically. And I think this happens with a lot of people, maybe with age or experience or whatever happens that makes us who we are. The events in our lives shape who we are without question. And so that brilliant way you described what the earth is all about, you wouldn't necessarily put those thoughts into your head or get them in an imaginary sense without having, this is the brilliance, without blowing smoke in your ear. This is why people find you so valuable, because you've thought it through. Other people haven't thought it through, but here's a way you don't really have to think it through, because Jay's done your thinking for you.
I know you're thinking for you, right?
But you know what I mean. It's just, here you go, you look at this video, and you take what Jay has just said. You should that thing should be in stone someplace. There are no borders. Did, when you look at the earth, there isn't a fence around any of the countries. You don't even see people. You see this big block.
Beautiful planet. And
right.
Just like
the colors are beautiful that we don't respect.
If you're not moved by that video, you don't have a heart. You know, you don't have imagination or inspiration. You know, I'm really glad that you mentioned that, Doug, because that video, when I caught it a couple weeks ago, I mean, I was almost brought to tears. Yeah. It just was just so beautiful, just seeing the Earth and the planet rotating at nighttime, and just and the music that accompanied that video, I thought was also really quite appropriate.
Yeah, I did say it wasn't necessarily from night, but the lights. And it is what's edited in is the night view of what this satellite saw over how many, a long
day,
period of time.
Months or whatever it was. Yeah, so, you know, getting back to the point I was saying earlier, and getting back to the point you were saying, and we were talking about to all of you earlier, that the younger generation sees the whole planet as one, whether it's through technology, Facebook, Twitter, the internet. Here's a great example. My college students at my university where I teach, they have, you know, I just had to ask out of curiosity, how many of you have, have Facebook friends in over, 15 countries, let's say, and almost all of them raised their hand.
Uh-huh.
You know, they communicate to people whom they never even met sometimes, just on Facebook. And they're actually, believe it or not, they're actually saying little phrases in that person's native language, whether it's French or Chinese or Japanese or Portuguese or whatever. This generation next, as we were talking about earlier, this is the generation that's really beginning to value and see the importance of what it means to live in a truly authentic global society and how really cultivating the fact that we're all humans, and this whole notion of religion, race, gender,
nonsense.
All the divisions, politics,
all it is
exactly borders.
Separates people. Now, in terms of, let's just jump a little bit here, because one of the things that you're talking about brings me back around to a New Year's resolution that I made sort of to myself. I haven't talked about it on the air. That is to kind of be more tolerant, even though I understand what you've just said there, and I believe it and subscribe to that philosophy 110%. That's our philosophy. Is it right or wrong? That's a judgment call that everybody has to make on his or her own. If it works for you, that's great. If it doesn't, but a lot of people have resolved this year to open up their minds and abandon the usual resolutions of, I'm going to lose weight. I mean, that's swell. You ought to be doing that. Stop smoking, yada, yada. But I think there are more people. Maybe this falls into this continuing theme that we have found here, Jay, of the younger people who are thinking things through and they are resolving to not necessarily look at things the same way that maybe even they have or their elders have. And, you know, mostly we're a product of our environment. So when you decide to change the ideas you've been brought up with, that's usually a pretty powerful tool. It can be traumatic, too.
Yeah, you know, I was actually speaking earlier about this Pew Center research that came about. And, you know, the whole Generation Next, they said that they polled a number of, you know, people in 18, 29-year-old age Generation Next, and they said 52% saying that being a good citizen in the world is more important than anything else.
Mm-hmm. It is. And yet, yeah. How many of us think in those terms? How many of us even have passports to go to different places?
Yeah.
I think we all do here. Jennifer, I've forgotten. Yeah, you have one.
Of course.
Roberta's got one, and Richie's got one, and you've got one, and I got one. But there are a lot of people who
much
think...
Much fake, but, you know, it works. Yeah,
that picture of Don Juan from Capistrano.
That's right.
On it.
So maybe that would be everyone, if everyone out there, that could be one of the things for 2012 is to experience a new opportunity. You don't have to leave the country, you know, to do this. You can just, like, you know, whether it's just watching, going to a cultural festival near you and just exposing yourself to a whole new way of looking at humanity. I mean, that's the great thing about being human on this planet. There are so many ways to express our common humanity. And, you know, we forget that there are just so many fantastic, beautiful manifestations of the human experience. And we sometimes get stuck into thinking that our way is the only way. But when we do that, what happens is that we become more intolerant, we become more closed-minded and judgmental. And if one of the things that you can do in 2012 as one of your maybe your goals is, as you just said, Doug, and you did so greatly, is to experience more compassion, tolerance, and try to be more non-judgmental.
Here's what happens, and the way that we can see it demonstrated here in some of the political rhetoric that goes back and forth, where one American's pitted against another, which is sheer folly and foolishness. Then you can see, okay, so Americans are pitted against Hispanics. What good? I mean, I'm certainly not very tolerant of the system, so maybe I'm guilty of it. I'm talking about the system, not about the human beings that are just doing, you know, whatever they can do to survive. And so there's that. And then, you know, the intolerant, we find these idiots, and I say this not even with love, although somebody must love I'm a Dinner Jacket, or the Ayatollah. I mean, there are people. I was talking to a lady yesterday who is an American businesswoman who's become, I'm going to have her on this program, as a matter of fact, another week or so. She's Iranian by birth. Her father runs a hospital in Iran, and she was so informative. I have to get you to meet this lady. You'll think she's fascinating, Jay. She came over here as a youngster. Parents brought her over here, and she was close to this country. Then she decided she wanted to come back when she was an adult, and she did, and started this business. But she talked about what life was like in Iran, and nobody here really, literally, understands how intelligent the Iranian population is, how they despise their government. So the obvious question is, well, how do they get elected? Well, it's because the religionists have pitted the non-religionists against each other. So there's that over there. We see it here. And then we get pitted against the Iranians. We think all Iranians are bad, and they aren't. As a matter of fact, they don't even like their government. They're kind of like we are. They don't like their government anymore than we do.
A good example, what happened a couple of years ago, you saw on Facebook and Twitter, you know, that the massive global the massive uprisings in Iran that happened like a couple of years back.
Yeah.
You know, we forget that. And getting back to this whole point, Doug, you were saying with the Generation X, we're not only are the 83 million Generation X here in this country, if you take on a global level, more, I don't know if I have figure on this.
That's what the population is,
A greater percentage, more than 50% of the people in the world are young.
Yep, under 30. Yep, that's what they are. So we better be dealing with it. And those of you who fear change, that's one of the things that Jay deals with. You need to understand that change is what brings us. If there were no change, you wouldn't exist, because you are a result of somebody changing, taking molecular structure and changing dust into a being. That's
right.
Change. It is. I mean, basic change.
Just accepting change.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is.
And suffering is resistance to change.
Yeah, yeah. So there are lots of different things. It's the year, I think you like the term awake, and that could be the word for the year, awake.
Awake to the full potential of who you are and what you can do in the world in 2012.
Yeah, good stuff.
That's it.
You know, you use a word, I haven't heard this word, my mother Marion, who was not my mother, my birth mother, but she became probably the most influential woman in my life back 20, 25 years ago. She used the term transmute, and I've never heard anybody ever use it until I met you.
Ah, okay.
What is that? Give us a 60, go right about 67. Give us a 60-second definition of the word transmute.
Transmutation is the key element of the universe. If you remember your high school science class, energy and matter can never be destroyed. It just gets transformed from one state into the other. Transmutation is nothing more than your ability to shift your energies, your frequencies, your thoughts, not get rid of them, but to transmute them into something more empowering, more positive, more much more into you know, more empowering for you in your daily life. You know, we have this idea that we have to get rid of all of our bad stuff.
Uh-huh.
So I just say, you know what? All your thoughts, all these thoughts, they're just energy. Everything is just a frequency of thought and consciousness.
Yeah.
So and just as you can't destroy energy, you can't destroy these thoughts, but just as you can transform and transmute energy, you can transmute your thoughts and ideas into something more.
When did I step away and
healthy happiness?
And Uri Geller popped in.
This is the same philosophy. It's the same
thing.
It's
almost like you guys are reading from the same cue card.
Yeah,
we're reading
that in the world
minds
now.
Right now. Yeah. We're bending each other's minds right now.
That's right.
Right. Dr. Jay Kumar, check him out on Facebook and Twitter, and his connection is very real at DougStephan.com.
This is Traffic Chopper 1. Everything's congested right now, including me.
And I suppose you're going to blame me?
Mucus, how'd you get in here?
Listen, I'm tired of being blamed for sinus congestion.
Well, I can't breathe.
Then try Advil Congestion Relief. Often the real problem is swelling, not mucus. Advil Congestion Relief reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Looks like things are clearing up.
Clever. Advil Congestion Relief, the right relief for the real problem. For more information, visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Are we there yet?
Not yet.
You think we'll be there soon?
Mm-hmm.
Not long.
When you head out on these long family road trips, you don't want to be in the car any longer than you need to. So I don't even start unless I've got the right guidance.
Turn left now.
I'm like that with taxes, too. TurboTax has a unique GPS feature that guides me step by step. It searches for every deduction and credit I deserve, which helps me know it's done right and gets me to my maximum refund, guaranteed.
Try it online now at TurboTax.com. Choose easy. Money back guarantee details at TurboTax.com.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-799. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at Facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
bring out the video of the day today. Doritos having a contest to create your Super Bowl own Super Bowl ad.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Winter comes out of hibernation for some parts of the country. Wild weather, including some possible tornadoes. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. We start in North Carolina, a night of chaos in Burke and Rutherford counties with a line of severe storms, including suspected twisters ripping through those areas last night. Nearly a dozen people injured, more than 1,000 without power. The National Weather Service working to confirm whether any of the funnel clouds did touch down. The Red Cross has set up emergency shelters in the area. Elsewhere, a powerful storm now crossing the upper Midwest and Great Lakes. Dramatically colder temperatures, wind, and snow. Northern New England is in line for some snow, with windswept rain causing lots of headaches in and around New York City into this morning. And they are still digging out in the small coastal village of Cordova, Alaska, about 150 miles east of Anchorage, a village that was basically buried under 10 to 15 feet of snow earlier this week. Jennifer Gibbons is editor of the Cordova Times. She says a light drizzle fell on the town yesterday, which is an additional concern.
This drizzling is sort of good news, bad news. It's going to melt a little bit of the snow, but it's going to add to this weight factor that's a big concern.
And here's how she describes what it's been like to deal with this unimaginable record snowfall.
We're exhausted. We couldn't keep up with it, and it just kept on coming. And then we had another storm that dumped 3 more feet on us.
Again, a total of 10 to 15 feet of snow. In some parts of the continental U.S., all it takes is 2 inches of snow to cause school superintendents to institute 2-hour delayed openings or close schools altogether. The folks in Cordova can shake 2 inches of snow out of their hair today. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hi, Andy Davis for Snow Country, brought to you by Smuggler's Notch, Vermont, America's family resort. Voted number one for family programs by the readers of Ski Magazine for 13 years. Visit smugs.com today. The further north you go, the better shot of all snow. Some resorts ready to pit a mixed bag of precipitation, while others will be getting more wet than white. Otherwise, though, we plan on skiing some of that fresh snow to the northern spots, like Burke Mountain, anticipating good new snow to the tune of at least a half a foot. 18 trails with the Mountain Dew Vertical Challenge fundraise coming up on Sunday. Presented by Chevy Trucks, a free fun race for all ages and abilities. Wildcat in New Hampshire with about a dozen trails, but they're gripped for some fresh snow. The same for Saddleback in Maine with a couple of dozen runs. Snow Mountain in Pennsylvania with about 19 trails and day and night skiing.
To the western mountains, Colorado's Wolf Creek continues to go with 77 runs in full operation. Grand Targhee, Wyoming's a fresh snow in the last few days. They have over 2,300 acres. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
On Wall Street, a mixed day for the market yesterday. The Dow off 13 points, closing at 12,449. NASDAQ up 8, S&P up about a third of a point. Crude oil prices down $1.37 a barrel, settling at $100.87. There is a hold on shipments of orange juice into the U.S. The FDA citing concerns about an illegal fungicide as it blocks the juice. The action comes after the fungicide was found in juice shipped in from Brazil. The FDA said yesterday it found low levels of the fungicide that weren't at the danger level. An FDA spokesman said the agency is also screening juice that's being sold in the U.S. Brands that include Tropicana and Minute Maid sometimes sell a blend of juices from Brazil and the U.S. We have an auto recall to tell you about. Ford recalling nearly a half a million minivans over potential power failures or fires. The recall applies to more than 200,000 Ford Freestars and Mercury Monterays from model years 2004 and 2005. The company says the vehicle's powertrains could fail, causing a sudden loss of power. The recall also includes nearly 245,000 Ford Escapes from model years 2001 and 2002. Those Escapes could develop a leak in their brake systems that eventually could lead to a fire. And finally, let's talk consumer electronics as we head to the checkout counter. According to a research firm called the NPD Group, U.S. sales of consumer electronics fell nearly 6% this past holiday season. GPS devices down 33%. Digital picture frames off 38%. Camcorders plunging 43%. The ever-growing popularity of smartphones has a lot to do with this, since the phones are being used by many of us to replace all those other standalone gadgets. Meanwhile, you have this week's International Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, not open to the public, but lots of gadgets on display there. And you had the keynote speech delivered by two speakers earlier this week, Microsoft Chief Executive Steve Ballmer, which makes sense, and Ryan Seacrest, which, as you're about to hear, makes no sense.
We'll talk about what's happening in the tech industry, where it's headed, what's next for Microsoft. So we'll do that up here on the stage. It'll be Steve, me, and a lot of Microsoft's latest gear.
Gosh, Ryan sounds like an expert, doesn't he? Then again, if there's a microphone somewhere, Ryan will be there too. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Iodine.